The lightest form of disrespect is absolutely unacceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, but the commentators of the Quran further mention that any instruction that your parents give you, a moment's hesitance in you carrying out that action is also unacceptable. Because yeah, the word oof, you know, it can mean sometimes your parent tells you, I want you to do this, and you say, hey, man, now, that's what the Quran is talking about. That is what is oof. A moment's hesitation in carrying out the command of your parents. That's also unacceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. You should never ever rebuke your parents. You should never ever be raising your voice at your parents. You should never ever cause physical harm to your parents. Because these are two gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. These are two ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, which are absolutely irreplaceable. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites you and to learn how to speak to your parents. And Allah says, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to your parents in the best, most humble, most kind tone. That's how you should speak to your parents, in the best possible way. Now, many a times whenever the issue of parents is discussed, then we tend to focus it more on the youth. And every man in general, when he listens to a talk, he says, I hope my son or my daughter is listening nicely. They need to know what is the value of their parents. Yes, they definitely need to know. But while we tend to focus it more on parents, I want to introduce you to one of the interpretations of these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. That speak to your parents in the best possible manner, in the most kind manner. There was a tabi', a person who had learnt directly from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, directly from the companions of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name was Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, a great scholar of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with so much of knowledge that even in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he would issue verdicts and rulings of deen while the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were present. In fact, he would converse with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum with regards to matters of deen. He was such a personality that the historians mention about him that for 40 years he never ever missed the first takbir of salah, what we term as takbir-e-ula. For 40 consecutive years he never missed that first takbir. For 50 years of his life he never ever saw the back of a musalli. That means for 50 years of his life he always read salah in the first saf of the masjid. Now, it doesn't mean that the masjids were small and there were no musallis. That time there were less masjids, but there were plenty musallis. Today we know how many masjids we have, but Allah save us, we know what's the condition of the musalli rate in those masjids. But for 50 years, he never ever saw the back of a musalli. So this is the personality that we're speaking about. A man came to him and he said, كُلُّ مَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي بِرِّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ عَرَفْتُهُ. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran with regards to being kind and courteous to your parents, I've understood all of it. إِلَّا هَذَا الْقَوْلُ وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Except these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. I'm having trouble really understanding the true meaning of these words. Please, can you enlighten me? So Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, he responds to this man and he says, قَوْلُ الْعَبْدِ الْمُذْنِبِ لِسَيِّدِ الْفَضِّ. That the word of a slave who has done something absolutely wrong, his tone and his manner of speaking to his harsh, hard and cruel master. So let's take it in practical times. You are working for somebody, you have a boss that's ahead, that's on top of you, that's on you all the time. He's harsh, he's hard, he's cruel, he's not a man that you can really speak to. Now you have caused a big major blunder in the company. You've done something really wrong, and not by mistake, probably on purpose you did something wrong. Now you have to face that harsh, hard and cruel boss. How would you speak to that boss? Now, if the topic and the issue of parents is something that we tend to focus more on our youngsters to, how is a young child supposed to really understand this interpretation of this verse? That the speech of a slave to his master. It's difficult for a youngster to really grasp the meaning of this because he hasn't seen that phase of life. So who is this advice directed to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is directed to the man who has advanced in life, the man who has really passed through the phase of youth in life. Now, not for one moment we're excusing the behavior of the youth and we're not saying that it's not needed for them. It's really needed for them. But what about the man that has now passed through that phase in life? The man who's going to 30 and 40, now he's passing that peak in life, where his intelligence is at its peak, his strength is at its peak. And a person said very nicely, he said that we're so busy growing up, we forget that they're growing old. We're so busy growing strong, we forget that they're growing weak. The more we advance in life, as we are reaching the peak in life, our parents are now going on a decline in life. Our strength is getting more, their strength is getting weaker. This is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, that you need to be the best that you can to your parents at this moment in life. So the advice is more for the man that has advanced in life. And make no mistake, every man can relate to this example. How would you speak to your harsh and hard boss? And make no mistake, every person has a boss. It's just that some people have it at work and some people have it at home. But every man has a boss. How would you speak in that situation? No person will go in a situation like that and say that, no, look, I don't care what you're going to do or what you say. I did wrong. There's nothing you can do about it. No. No intelligent person will do that. Sometimes a person will be left speechless in that incident or in that scenario. That's how we need to speak to our parents, the most kind, the most humble, the most kind and most compassionate way. And with regards to our mothers, which we said that we will focus more on today, inshallah, a man came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's the hadith that we quoted in the beginning, and he said, "Man ahakku bi husni sahabati." O Nabi of Allah, tell me who is most entitled to the best of my character and the best of my conduct. Who is that individual that I need to be the best to in my life? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ummuk, your mother. You need to be the best that you possibly can to your mother." The man said, "Thumma man, O Nabi of Allah, tell me who's next in line." Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said again, "Ummuk, your mother." The man asked again, "O Nabi of Allah, tell me for the third time, who's next in line?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ummuk." The man asked the question for the fourth time, "Who's next, O Nabi of Allah?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Abuk, your father." And the other commentators of the hadith very beautifully explain that the reason why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on three occasions mentioned your mother, one was for the period of time that she carried you in her womb. The second was for that labor pain that she went through when giving birth to you. And the third is for that weaning period that she breastfed you. That is why these three rights are so highly put on such a high pedestal by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That on three occasions Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said your mother. And the other hadith that we quoted in the beginning, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah yusikum bi ummahatikum." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising insan with regards to their mothers. They need to be kind to their mothers. They need to be good to their mothers. Three times Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the same thing. And the fourth time he said, "Inna Allah yusikum bi abaikum." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising you with regards to your fathers, with regards to your parents. Such a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And often in life, we only realize what we owe our parents when we ourselves become parents. When we have our own children, then you realize what you really owe your parents, what you owe those two individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. And once another person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Inni uridul jihad wa la aqdiru alayhi." O Nabi of Allah, I have the burning desire to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give my life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا أَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ. But I can't find the means to do so. I don't have the opportunity to do so. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "هَلْ بَقْيَ مِنْ أَبَوَيْكَ أَحَدٌ." Tell me, are any of your parents alive? The man said, "Yes, ummi, my mother is alive." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Go and serve your mother, فَإِذَا فَأَلْتَ ذَلِكَ فَأَنْتَ حَاجٌ وَمُعْتَمِرٌ وَمُجَاهِدٌ." Serve your mother diligently till she leaves this world or till you leave this world. If you do that, Allah will grant you the reward of a person who has made Hajj. Allah will grant you the reward of a person who has made Umrah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the full reward of the one who strived in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till he left this world. Just by the mere service that you render to your parents. Never for one second should we underestimate the honor of you serving your parents. What a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah highlights the time of old age in the Quran, in the kal kibar, when they have attained old age. When your parents are young, they don't need much from you, they don't desire much from you. When they young, when they healthy, when they are fit, that's the time in life they guide in you, that's the time in life they nurture in you, that's the time in life they spend in all their resources on you. But now when they get old, the tables seem to turn. Now is the time that you need to be there for them. Now is the time that you need to be there to serve them. Let's look at the life, and we visit an incident in the life of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. What an outstanding companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's look at his relationship with his mother. First, let's take a step back and introduce ourselves to him and his mother. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was that sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had narrated the most amount of hadith from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother at first was not a Muslim. She had not brought Iman. And he would constantly try and invite his mother towards Islam. He would do his best to invite her towards Islam. But she would always refuse. And one day while inviting her towards Islam, she insulted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And make no mistake, we think we love our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we do love him. But it's nothing compared to the love that his Sahaba radiallahu anhum had. We feel hurt when we see what the kuffar are doing to dishonor Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In no way can it be compared to the feeling of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum when anybody insulted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The man's heart was broken. It's his mother. What can he do? He comes crying to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, "Oh Nabiya of Allah, this is my situation. That's my mother, but she insulted you. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do." But again, look at his respect, how he controlled his emotion.